Was that a problem though? Doing that and so your face on screen, great, a huge theatrical career.
It was one of those. Yeah, I mean, I had, you know, by that time I'd already done. I'd done Leeds at the National Theatre, and I thought, oh, I'm on the road. And then this commercial came up, and I tested for the Guinness ad that what's the German, Rutger Hauer.
Oh yeah,
ended up doing, and I came very close to getting it. And so this was on the heels of that, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll do that then. And it was Jerry Green, the copywriter, sat me down and said, be prepared to be a household face. I went, really? He said, yeah, you know. And I didn't take him seriously, but then, you know. But, yeah, big old profile. Kind of meant that I did a lot of theatre, but less TV, because I was the sort of the romantic lead hero thing that, you know. And
one thing you've never wanted to be is typecast in anything, is it?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what I've done over the years, there is a pattern to it, which is the fact that there is no pattern to it. I mean, it's actually, thankfully, an extraordinarily eclectic body of work. There's all sorts of things in there, which I'm really proud of, because it takes quite a lot of hard work to try and keep people guessing what I do and who I am.
The big surprise for us over here would have been you going to America and doing this terrific series, Buffy, and this comes over, becomes a hit over here, and suddenly everyone's saying, but that bloke from the Goldblends ad is in it. But that really turned your career.
And it was, I mean, bless her, it was Sarah, my other half's, she basically, we sat down and said, what are we going to do? We need to try and change things, to broaden people's view of you, sort of just to widen the perspective. And she said, I think you have to go over to the States. And we worked it out. We could do it as a family member and not...
That's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, we didn't want to move Lock, Stock and Barrel, because I'd have dear friends who'd done that, and it's really hard for them. I mean, you know, and then you put everything into getting a job over there, and then it doesn't work out, and then you all come back again. But in this case, you know, I mean, she sat at home with the two girls, and she was pretty much a single parent. And we'd sort of have some holidays, and, you know, I'd come over every time I got 6 days.
Did you have the job at that time when you went out there,
I was out there for like 2 or 3 months. I got another gig called VR5, which went for 12, 13 eps, and then came back, and then went back out, did a couple of pilots that didn't go, and then got Buffy. The one thing I had in mind was I knew a couple of people who'd gone out there and their shows hadn't aired over here. So when they finally came home, they had to reinvent themselves because no one knew who the hell they were. And consequently, you know, I was hoping that it got, you know, not in my wildest dreams did I expect it to get the international worldwide success that it had. So it was, you know, it was one of those, I mean, thanks to Sarah, it was absolutely the right thing to do. And it completely reinvented me, came back, you know, and then was offered Little Britain, which was just like, left the field. Almost. Well, initially all I got was, it was a pilot where I had three sketches or four sketches, and all I, you know, basically, just if you don't see anything else and you just see those three sketches, you go, okay, well, I get the gag, but I mean, how are you going to maintain this over a series? I'm not sure that, you know. And my agent said, no, I think you should do it. You know, what's to lose? If it's no good, then it won't go. And then if it is good, then it's worth being part of. Yeah. And I met the boys, and, you know, they're so lovely and so easy to work with. And then we went into record, and you know, and then they started playing in some of the other sketches, and it was my jaw hit my chest. I went, oh my, this is going to be huge.
Did you know that?
I felt either it was gonna, you know, people, it would be so, just so off the scale that people just wouldn't be able to cope with it, or it was going to be huge. And I mean, it was literally one of the, there was going to be no grey area in between, and it was. I knew it was a huge success. It was first aired on BBC Three, and I was doing a show at the Savoy. I was doing Pirates of Penzance and Peter Pan. And a bunch of the guys in the cast had got BBC Three, and they were all coming in doing the catchphrases already.
Straight away.
Yeah, and they and they were so full of it, and saying, oh, my God, you've done this incredible show. And I thought, oh, no, okay, that'll be a hit then.
Yeah, yeah.
It was brilliant.
The thing with you is you actually are very brave. in what you do. Come and just see the live show, The Little Britain, on tour.
Yes.
And so there you are in there with that. And you expect David to be brave, but you were like, you were right out of the David Williams you expect and Matt to do things, but you hold your own with the best of them, a couple of moments
where, you know, I mean, the moment that my children will never forget, which, and actually Sarah as well, the posing pouch moment with the feather duster.
Yeah.
I do remember actually saying to the boys, could we do some other, you know, maybe a gay icon thing, maybe we could do sort of Village People. And the producer at the time, Posner, said, have you got a problem with doing this sketch? I said, no. He said, well, we'll be doing it then. And, you know...
Scarred me for life.
Think of my children.
Yeah. the next choice that you've come up with... Now, this is... I'd not heard... Now, we're both big Joni Mitchell fans.
Mm.
You chose A Case of You. Mm.